You're going to do demonstrations, proposals, entertainment, and provide them with literature. And here's some action account goals and plans. If you look here, it's got 1 through 50. So I've got some examples for number 1 and number 2 account and number 50. The account ABC PC, the goal is to sell them $12,000 in new IV therapy stuff. The plan, you're going to sell them plastic catheters. And January, you want to get approval to proceed. February, you want to get an option decision. In March, you want to get an approval, a change approval to change from what they're using now to your stuff. And in April, you want them to you want them ordering the thing. So you can, you know, you just kind of, and these are not something you need to show the boss. These are just some goals and plans that are easy to set up. They're all listed on this page, and you can drop them into a calendar just like I've done here. To help you to see, how am I doing? Am I doing what I thought I was going to do, or am I just throwing stuff out there and anything that happens, happens? Getting back to the planning, you know, as we develop plans, you know, these are the kinds of things that we'd like to have. A milestone timetable, something like this, where we're going to do training, or we're going to have somebody internal in our organization helping us to re-engineer something, and we got it all planned out over a period of time, and that's what that looks like. Okay, let's move over now, and this is all talking about being organized, this part. Keep track of customers' purchases so you know, and I'm assuming everybody can keep track of customers' purchases, so if you sell something, you know how much you sold it for and who you sold it to. Keep a file on the major customers and keep it at your fingertips. You're going to have a variety of electronic files, you know, in Outlook or Microsoft Word or something like that, but also printed files where you might have information that you printed off from key emails or something like that, and you're going to have some paper files handy. Keep a headquarters contacts, bulletin board where you can keep track of open matters with vendors' headquarters. So, for example, if you got something going on with a supplier to you, then you might want to keep track of what's going on. So if you call that supplier, you could look at all the things you got going on and check on them, keep a record of it. Handbook of important information, and there's no substitute for doing your homework, pre-call planning, and that sort of thing. Okay, let's move over now to the next page, which is page 102. And here, we're looking at Microsoft Outlook and a PDA. These are some technology tools. This is not Microsoft Outlook Express. This is Microsoft Outlook, which is the full-blown thing. It's no big deal. It just comes with calendaring, whereas Express is just email. This is a calendar, and this is a month at a glance. And you'll notice that if you look where that arrow is up here, that you can just click here, and that brings it to a week. So if you look at a week, the boxes are bigger, obviously. And you can go to a day, and that would then give you hour by hour if you want to. And that's just a click away. And you can go out, you know, 3 or 4 months, and if you want to come back to today, you just hit here, bingo, it brings you right back to today. So you can put activities on there, and you can add activities, as you see in the bottom section, using the recurrence function. So right here in Outlook, you write down the name of something, and then there's a recurrence button. You hit that recurrence button, and this comes up, and this says, how often do you want it to happen? Weekly, monthly, yearly, whatever. So birthdays, you can put in yearly, and this thing will come right up in Outlook, give you somebody's birthday, so you could call them on their birthday or send them something. What I have is I have a draft email, you know, with all kinds of balloons and faces and, you know, stuff like that, you know. And so if somebody's birthday, I just drag this out of drafts, I drop it into the outbox, and then I open it, and then I put in, to Garrett Ross, you know, happy birthday, you know, this kind of thing. You know, it just only takes a few seconds, and when they get it, it's colorful, and you've probably seen those things with balloons, you know, when emails and the balloons are going up in the air and stuff like that. It's kind of cool. So I send birthday greetings to lots and lots of people. It only takes me a few minutes, no big deal. But people have told me that, John, I really appreciate that, staying in touch, you know, and so on. And, you know, they send back something, John, great to hear from you, how you doing? And then we have a little correspondence. That's really cool. Now, the next page over here shows Outlook in the week view. So here's a week, And when you get the week view, that gives you the month before and the month after and the task bar, where you can have a look at what your tasks are to do so you can see right away. This is all in Outlook. In my view, everybody ought to be using Outlook. It's a fantastic application, part of Microsoft, and it syncs with virtually everything. This shows a Palm Pilot here, and I don't have a Palm Pilot any longer. I've got a much more sophisticated. This is actually a computer. This is a little pocket PC, and it's got Excel on it, Access, and Word, and a lot of other stuff, and it's better for what I do. The main thing there is the Palm Pilot wouldn't accept all the data. I've got like my Outlook file is, it could be 300 megs. It's huge, you know. It's totally, you know, massive. And so I needed something more powerful. I couldn't load it all into my Palm Pilot. Just didn't have memory. This thing does. And so I could put everything into all the notes. And I use Outlook extensively.